Ibanish Maschaif Gabas Rabyona Hakoyan Tehainish Mosot Ruha Bitsroy Hakoyan. This Shabbos is referred to Lashon Chazal and Minag Yisrael Torah, who is to call it Shabbos Chazoyim, Shabbos of Vision. Because the first word of the Haftorah is Chazoyin Yishayahu Ben Amoz. But it's also, let's not forget, Parshas Devarim. And it's also the beginning of the fifth Sefer of Chumash, what we call Mishnah Torah. So Mishnah Torah begins this week, Sefer Devarim begins this week, the Sefer HaChamishi begins this week, Shabbos Chazoyin, and it's the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. The Shabbos before the birth of Mashiach. The Shabbos before Leidas Mashiach. And everything that happens during the week is benched by the Shabbos before, as the Zohar says, Minei Mizborach in Kula Yoyim, and all the days that follow are benched by Shabbos. So Shabbos has in it, the parish of the Shabbos has in it all the days that are coming. And since Devarim, this parasha is always the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. B'li Yotze Min HaKlal. Sometimes it's Tisha B'Av itself. So clearly, this is the Tisha B'Av parasha. This is the Sedra of Tisha B'Av, which goes really into the next Shabbos as well, because Tisha B'Av falls out between Devarim and Vo'ez Chanan. And the laning of Tisha B'Av is Vo'ez Chanan, Ki Soilet Banim Uvnei Vanim. Tonight, we'll try to look at the positive, especially on Shabbos, even though it's not Shabbos tonight, and we are in the mid of the nine saddest days of the year, in the midst of many tragedies that have occurred recently. Yet, on Shabbos, one is not allowed to be Be'atzfus. By Hasidim, Shabbos Chazoyin was the most joyous Shabbos of the year. Although that might not be ogehalten al pi halacha, but by Chassidim it was known Shabbos Chazoyin, the pnimius of Shabbos Chazoyin is Mashiach. Tzadikim felt the ha'ora of Mashiach on Shabbos Chazoyin, being that it's the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, Leidas Mashiach. On the one hand, when we go through this parasha, we see clearly the connection to Tisha B'Av as the day of Churban. Because in this parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the whole story of the Meraglim. And the story of the Meraglim, of course, is what led to Tisha B'Av. Vayivku ha'am ba'layla ha'hu. If not for the story of the Meraglim, there wouldn't be a Tisha B'Av. The first of the five reasons why Tisha B'Av is a sad day that the Mishnah says in Tainus is Nigzru al aviseinu shula yichonusu le'eretz Yisrael. That was as a result of Chet HaMeraglim, which is repeated at length with many more details in this parasha, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. We also know what the Svarim tell us, that the 3 weeks correspond to the three nations that will be ours in the future, Amon, Moav, and Edom. Keini Knizi Kadmoini. Avraham Avinu was promised 10 nations, 7 we got already, 3 we will. And these are the 10 weeks that are the 10 weeks between Shavuos and Betamuz and Rosh Hashanah. So there are the 7 weeks of Nechama, corresponding to the 7 nations that were already conquered, and the 3 weeks, the Tlos of the Puranusa, Keneged Amayin Moya of Edom, which now we cannot conquer. And that we see clearly in this parasha, because in this parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats how Klal Yisrael could not attack Amayin, they could not attack Moyav, and they could not attack Esav and even enter their land. They had to go around. So clearly, we're still in Golus, because when the Geula comes, we will be able to enter these 3 lands. And as Rashi brings here, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Al tizgoruvam, you're not allowed to antagonize Esav, for I will not give you from their land, Ad midrach kaf rogel, ki Yerusha le'esav nosati yishar seir. Here Rashi says, until Ad sheyava yoyim drisas kaf regal al har hazeis, until the time, as the pasuk says, v'amdu raglav by yoyim hahu and zecharia, v'molchamiz goig u'mogoig, then from then on we will be able to enter the domain of Esav, enter the world of Esav, enter the property of Esav, but until then we can't. So this parasha is very much related to Tisha B'Av as a day of Churban. On the other hand, in this parasha we see what would have happened had there not been a Chet HaMeraglim, and what's going to happen. And in order to understand that, we have to look at the beginning of the parasha and at the end of the parasha. The beginning of the parasha begins very different than any other sedra. Every other parasha begins with psukim that are clear and understood. This parasha starts with a pasuk that is not clear and understood. You have to come on to a remez. This is not pshat. Eila hadvarim asher dibra Moshe el kol Yisrael be'eva hayardein. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the entire Jewish people be'eva hayardein. And then the pasuk says, ba'midbar ba'arova moel suf ben poran uvein toifel v'lovin v'chatzeres v'dizohav. It sounds like as if Moshe spoke to the Bnei Yisrael in all these places. And without Rashi and without Mefarshim, we have no idea what this pasuk is talking about. The psukim that begin the other sfarim of Chumash are pretty clear. Bamidbar starts how Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu to count the Jews. Vayikra starts Vayikra Vayadabra Hashem El Moyad Leimer, tells him to sacrifice Karbanis. Shemoy starts Vayelish Shemoy's Bnei Yisrael. Bereishis begins with the creation of the world. This Sefer starts off different. It's not clear what the pasuk means, and Rashi says that it's Toichacha, and it was places that Moshe Rabbeinu was reminding them and hinting them about, not saying exactly what happened in these places. So this Sefer of Chumash begins differently than all the other Sfarim. It starts off Beremez, even the next pasuk, Achad Asa Yoyim Echayrev Derech HaSeir Ad Kodesh Barnea. What's happening? What, this is a geography lesson here. Pasuk is telling us that there are 11 days it takes to get from Chayrev to Kodesh Barnea. Stop. What about it? What does that pasuk have anything to do with what the first pasuk says, and then the next pasuk, and without Rashi, this pasuk makes no sense. Rashi explains to us this is part of the Toichecha. So why does this parasha begin so different and talk to us b'derech remez? And right afterwards, the Torah tells us be'eva hayardein be'eretz moyav. Moshe Rabbeinu begins explaining the Torah, as Rashi says, in 70 languages. He's starting Sefer Devarim, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the last 36 days of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Eila HaDevarim, Eila equal to 36, as the Svarim tell us. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem told us when we were about to leave Har Sinai, Rav Lochem Sheves Bahar Hazeh, you're enough, you've stayed enough by Har Sinai, it's time to move on. Penu Usu Lochem, Uvoyu Har Ho'em Moiriv Yel Kol Shechenov. And here Rashi says, who are the Shechenim? Amoin umoyav v'har seir. Re'ei nosati lefnechem es ha'oretz, boyu urushu es ha'oretz. Clearly, at this point, when we were about to leave Har Sinai, we were supposed to conquer Amoin, Moyav, and Har Seir. Not like we see later in the parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu repeats that these three nations are off limits. But here we see at the beginning of the parasha that that's what was intended, that we conquer the three nations, Amon, Moab, and Har Seir, right after leaving Har Sinai. And then the pasuk says, Re'ei nosati lefnechem es ha'oretz, boyu urishu es ha'oretz. See, I have given before you the land, come and inherit the land. Asher nishba Hashem la'avoseichem. So Rashi tells us here, Re'ei nosati. See, Rashi says, with your eyes you see. I am not telling you this, it's not something that you just heard about. You see it with your own eyes. Boyu urishu, Rashi says, ein me'arer b'dover. There will be no one will contest this. This will be very easy. Ve'einchem tzrichem la'melchama, you don't need any war. You won't have to fight. Ilu loy sholchu miraglim, loy hayotzrichem l'klei zayin. Had they not sent spies, they would not have needed any weaponry. So clearly these psukim at the beginning of the Sefer here are talking what would have happened had we not sent Meraglim. Why are weapons called Klei Zayin? What's the reason why weapons are called Klei Zayin? Rashi just said Klei Melchama. What's Zayin? What does Zayin mean? At the end of the parasha we read Ve'es Yehoshua Tzivesi. This word, Yehoshua, is written with a vav, unlike any other Yehoshua in the entire Chumash for sure. Can't say for sure Tanakh. But in Chumash, the Menachas Shai brings here, there is no other Yehoshua with a Vav, with two Vavs here, Yehoshua. Why does the Pasuk write the word Yehoshua here with a Vav? Ve'es Yehoshua tziveisi bo'es ha'hilemor einecha ha'royois, your eyes that see, eis kol asher asa Hashem aleikeichem, v'shnei ha'malachim o'ela, the same eyes that see what I did, what Hashem did to the two kings, Sichon and Og, so too Hashem will do to all the other kingdoms that you are going to encounter. Don't be afraid, lo tiro'um, ki Hashem aleikeichem hu anilcham lochem. Then we read Chazon Yishayahu ben Amoitz, ending with Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. This is all the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. And perhaps we can explain this as follows. The Yaris Devash writes, we know every month is another Shevet. And usually when it comes to Menachem Av, we follow, we discuss the opinion of the Arizal that Av is Shimon. Shimon, the one who was responsible mostly for the division, the machloikas between Yosef and the brothers, which that's the first machloikas, which all machloikas and all sinas chinam is rooted in the machloikas of Yosef and the brothers. Shimon is the most responsible. And Av is the month of Shimon, according to the Arizal, whose yard site is this Friday. Hey Menachem Av, schusa yogin aleinu. And that's why in his month the Churban took place, because the Churban was because of sinas chinam, as the Gemara says in Yuma. The Aris Dvash says differently. He says that Av is God. And he says an interesting piece in his at the beginning of Yaris Dvash, one of the first essays of his, where he discusses the idea of Mazel. Yidin, Bnei Yisrael, are higher than Mazel, or at least they're supposed to be higher than Mazel. Our whole existence is L'mayla min HaMazel, it's L'mayla min HaZman. That's why we exist. And Hashem performs miracles for Am Yisrael, precisely because we're not subject to Mazel. In fact, as we read in Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem says to Avram Avinu, say hachutza, go outside. And there Rashi tells us that Hashem told Avraham, who wasn't able to have children naturally, so he told him, Vayotze oisei hachutza, he took him outside. So Rashi says, he said to him, say me itztagminus shelecha, go out from your stargazing capabilities. Forget about what it says in the stars. Forget about the mazel. That which you saw according to the mazel, that you will not have a child. Yes, Avram will not have, but Avraham will. Sarai will not. Sarah will. I'm going to call you by a different name. V'yishtane ha-mazel. The mazel is going to change. And that's for the entire Am Yisrael. Avram was the first. For the entire Am Yisrael, we are not subject to mazel. Says the Aris Dvash, God means mazel. Rashi says at the in Parashas Vayetze, Bo God, when God was born, so Bo God, Bo mazel toiv. There Rashi says, good luck arrived. And Rashi quotes the pasuk in Tanakh that says, Ha'orchim legad shulchan. God means mazel in Hebrew, in Tanakh. We find that pasuk, the Gemara uses that pasuk many times, referring to mazel, ha'orchem legad shulchan. So God is mazel. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, gad gadi v'son nekloi, that's also mazel. Doim ha'orchem legad shulchan, a pasuk in Yeshaya. That's the Yaris Dvash. When Am Yisrael sin, they fall into mazel. Then they are also subject to mazel. And when we are subject, we have to deal with mazel, that's no good, because our mazel is really no good. Avram was not supposed to have any children, alpi mazel. But, and he had to be elevated higher than mazel. A yid is higher than mazel. Ein mazel Yisrael, the Gemara says. Not to say that there never is any mazel, there is, but a yid can go higher than mazel. Tefillah helps us change our mazel. In the month of Menachem Av, tefillah is difficult. As the pasuk says in this week's Haftorah, Gam ki tarbu tefillah eineni shoymeya, even if you daven a lot, I'm not going to listen. Or as it says in the pasuk, after Chet HaMeraglim, pasuk says, They davened and Hashem didn't listen to them. Vatashuvu vatifku lifnei Hashem veloy shoma Hashem bekoilchem. Tefillah doesn't work now after the miraglim. The Gemara says, Mishe nechrav beis hamikdash, the Gemara says in Brachos Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, nin alu sha'arei tefillah. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Eicha, gamki ezak va'ashaveya sosam tefilosi. Meaning, in Av, as a result of the Churban, as a result of Chatoim, because of what led to Churban Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael fell on the Mazel again. God is Mazel. That's why the Yaris Tvash says that we suffer so much in Av. This idea is Be'emes hinted to us right here at the beginning of this parasha. The Sefer Yetzirah tells us, as mentioned in previous weeks, that the mode of Av is Shmia. Himlech ois tes b'shmia. Shmia. The Shem Havaya of Chodesh Av is also Haskes Ushma Yisrael Ayoim. That's the acronym, the Tziruf, the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Av, is elaborated in the B'nai Yisoskar. And all the Svarim that speak about it, speak about the Tzerufei Shem Havaya, the Munkacher and Shah Yisachar, Pri Tzadik, Shem Yishmuel, and others. Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoim. It's a pasuk in Kisavai, and it's the Rosh Hatevis Havaya Hevav Yudkei. That's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Av. And again, here we see the word Ushma. Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoim. And the Lashon of the Sefer Yetzirah is Himlech Ois Tes Bishmi'a. And the idea is that until the Churban, until Chet HaMeraglim, which is where it starts, Klal Yisrael were on the level of Re'iya. There was no Shmia. They saw it with their own eyes. Eina doima Shmia l'Re'iya. V'chol ha'am royim es ha'koilos. By Harsinai, we saw with our own eyes, as the Rambam says, Eineinu ro'u v'lo izor. Something you see, you don't doubt. There are no sfeikas whatsoever. There's no safek. Every yid saw on our Sinai that there's a God, and that there's only one God. Ata ha'resel adaski Hashem hu elikim ein oid milavadoi. Clarity, there's no question about it. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's re'iya. In the Beis HaMikdash, in fact, that was the mitzvah. It was called re'iyas ponim. The mitzvah was to go three times a year, Le'ro'ois espinei Hashem aleikecha. K'shem sheba li'ro'ois kach ba'li'ro'ois. In the Beis HaMikdash there was re'iya, clear, there was no doubt. Everything is clear. No sveikas. Asara nisim nasu be'Beis HaMikdash, and all those who went to the Beis HaMikdash, especially in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, saw these nisim be'enei basar. Clarity. No question about it. No sveikas in Amuna. Re'iya. However, because of the Churban, Klal Yisrael fell from the level of Re'iya to Shmiya. Shmiya is a lower level, where we don't see anymore, we only hear about it. Like today, we talk about what once was, we don't see it. We believe it, we have to come on to a greater level of Emunah, and as we get further and further away from that level of Re'iya, it's required even a greater Emunah. So now it's Shmiya, so that's why the mode of Himlech Ois Tes B'Shmiya. In the month of Menachem Av, we fell to the level of Shmiya, where we no longer see anymore. And the combination of Hashem's name, too, is Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoim. That which you saw till now you only hear, you don't see. However, if not for Chet HaMeraglim, which is where it all starts, as the parasha elaborates here, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the story here in detail, we would have still been on the level of Re'iya. We lost that level of Re'iya because of Chet HaMeraglim. And here we see clearly what the Pesukim are telling us about this. This world is a world of seven. Everything is seven. 7 days to the week. There are 7 years in the Shemitah cycle. Goyim have seven mitzvahs. We are connected to a number that's higher than seven. Ki Yodua, the number eight, which is Mitzvahs Mila, Kamenatzeach al Hashminis, Kinar Shal Yemois HaMashiach Shal Shemayna Nimen. Klal Yisrael's existence is Lamayla Min Ateva, so it's above seven. Oz Yashir is Oz Aleph Zayin, Aleph Roichev Al Zayin. Our existence is Shemini, our existence is Lamayla Min Ateva, And therefore, that which is teva is referred to as zayin, clay zayin. So Rashi is telling us here, if not for chet hameraglim, re'ei nosati lifneichem es ha'oris, you would see it with your own eyes. You would have been zaycha to the bechina of re'iya. And then, boyu ureshu es ha'oretz, as Rashi says, without any weaponry. Because if they wouldn't have sent the meraglim, lo'hayu tzrichim l'klei zayin, they would not have needed the utensils that are necessary in the world of Zion, which is this world, which is a world of Shmiya, where we have to come on to Teva. Had they not sent the Meraglim, we wouldn't have fought the wars al pi Teva, we wouldn't have needed clay Zion, there wouldn't have been no Zion. Boyu reshu es ha'oretz, and we would have experienced this level of Re'iyah. It's interesting that when we, in this parasha, and in parashas Shlach, where the Torah talks about the Meraglim, when it says that we were punished because of the Chet HaMeraglim not to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk doesn't say you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says you're not going to see it. The Torah stresses the pegam in Re'iyah, that we're not going to see it anymore. Im yiru ha'anoshim ha'oilim Chai oni, ki chol ha'anoshim ha'royim es kvoidi ve'es oisoisai asher asisi b'mitzrayim ha'midbar. The people who saw, till now they saw everything. They saw my glory. They saw my miracles. But now, v'yinasu oisi zeh eser pa'amim v'loi shama b'kaili. Because of this, so I swear, im yiru esards, they will not see the land. Not just that they won't go into it. They won't see it. We lost that level of re'iyah. Right before it says, "Asha ayin ba'ayin nira ato Hashem va'anom cha'oymed aleihem." There, the Balaturim brings down the pasuk, "Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion." When Mashiach will come, we're going to see with our eyes. Hopefully, we say, "Chazena einenu." We say, "The role called Bosa Yaakov." Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion. Then we will be able to see. But because of the Chet HaMeraglim, we lost that ability to see. The ruchnius, to see what's really happening, to see the nisim and the flois that we saw beforehand. Asher ayin ba'ayin nira ato Hashem, that you were seen by everyone, ayin ba'ayin, that we lost, and in the future, ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion. Here too, when it talks about kolev ben yifuna, the pasuk says, v'yishma Hashem es kol divreichem, after the meraglim, and he got angry, v'yiktsayif, Im yire ish bo anoshim ha'ela hador horaza. None of the people of this generation will see eis ha'oretz hatoyv asher nishbati losis lavizera zulasi, except for kolei ben yifuneh who yir eno. He will see it. He didn't lose that level of re'iyah. So therefore, the pasuk is telling us here, right before talking about the chet hameraglim, where Klal Yisrael was holding. They were holding, Moshe Rabbeinu was going back. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that right after we leave Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael were on the level of Re'iyah at that point. It was still possible, even though the Chet HaEgel had occurred. But it was the Chet HaMeraglim that was Mashlim, the Chet HaMeraglim, as the Gemara says, Lo Nechtam Gzar Dinam Elo on the Moitzi Shema, the Mishnah in Erechin says, that's what it was that sealed our fate. The words of the Meraglim, the Devorim, the words of the Meraglim, Uvadovar Hazeh Einchem Maminim Bahashem Elokeichem, as the Pasuk says here. Till that point, though, it was possible that we could have experienced conquering Eretz Yisrael, L'mailam and Ateva, B'vchinas Re'iyah, and entering the land of Amoin, Moyav, and Edoim. And that's why Rashi brings here, V'yal Kol Shcheinov is Amoin U'moyav Har Seir. This is before the Chet. After the Chet, if the Chet HaMeraglim, it changes, and now we see that we're no longer zeichet to Re'iyah, and therefore from now on it's only Shmiyah, and we have to go around Amoin and around Moav and around Esau. We can't enter their lands until Mashiach comes ad midrach kaf regel. Well, Asid Lavai, the pasuk says, Misham yikabetzcha Hashem alaykecha u'misham yikachecha. That is the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim that is talking about Mashiach. That the Rambam says that anyone who doesn't believe in Mashiach denies that which it says Mefurash in Torah Shebiksav, and he quotes the Psukim in Balak, and he quotes this Pasuk in Parashas Nitzavim, that Hashem will gather through Mashiach, Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Elikecha, Umisham Yikachecha. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Re'ei nasati lefneichem es ha'oretz. You could have been zoichet to the bechina of Re'iya, and you could have been zoichet to Mashiach right after we left Har Sinai. Boyu reshu es ha'oretz. Boyu reshu es ha'oretz is begamatria misham yikabetzcha Hashem alikecha umisham yikachecha. You could have had it right then, if you wouldn't either have sent the spies or had the spies come back and not given the negative report. Here it's mashmad, the fact that they sent the spies already was the chayt. Wouldn't have needed the kalim of Zion. At the end of the parasha, again we're told very similar. As Yehoshua tziveisi bo'eis ha'hilema einecha ha'royos. Yehoshua, who was not poigeim by the Chet HaMeraglim, just like by Kolev, it says, Hu Yir'ena, he will see it. So Yehoshua also, Einecha HaRoyos, your eyes that saw that which Hashem did to the Shnei Malachim will also see the future as well. But here perhaps the Torah is being merames to us. Yehoshua with a Vav means the complete Yeshua. The fact that there's a Vav here means that it's complete. It's Molei. Yehoshua, from the word Yeshua, the Yeshua Shalema. The Yeshua Shalema that will come soon, that hopefully this is the Shabbos before it. Tisha B'Av, Leidas Mashiach. So the Yeshua Shalema that's coming is going to be where Einecha HaRoyos. We're going to be Zoichet to see with our own eyes. The Pasuk says, Misham Yekabetzcha, Umisham Yekachecha. Twice, Misham, Umisham. Because there are really two. Misham yikabetzcha Hashem alekecha u'misham yikachecha. The Farshim say, why does it say twice Misham? There's the Geula that occurred after Bayis, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, and then there's the Geula that we're waiting for, which is after Churban Bayis Sheni. So there's two, Misham u'misham. Einecha ha'royos is begematria Misham u'misham. Loi tiroam, the parasha ends off. Don't be afraid of the nations. Don't be afraid of all the powers of evil. Hashem is going to battle for you. So the pasuk, the parasha begins and ends with the madrega of Re'iyah, where Klal Yisrael, in this case Yehoshua, Klal Yisrael has reached the madrega of Re'iyah. They could have reached Re'iyah if not for Chet HaMeraglim. They wouldn't have needed Klei Zayin, the kalim that are necessary in Olam HaTeva. They would have been able to conquer the land without any fights. They would have been able to enter Amon Moav and Seir. And it ends with the Es Yehoshua Molei Tziveisi Einecha HaRoyos. However, Le'es Ata, we also have to read the rest of the Devarim. The beginning and the end are very encouraging. The beginning and the end tell us what could have been and what's going to be. The beginning is telling you what would have happened before Chet HaMeraglim, had there not been a Chet HaMeraglim. The end of the parasha is telling you what's going to be at the end. Ves Yehoshua Tziveisi. That Hashem is telling us that when the Yeshua Shalema comes, Shalema, the complete Yeshua, the Ulu HaAmitis VaShalema, as we refer to it, Yehoshua with a Vav, then Einecha HaRoyos, then everyone's going to be able to see with their eyes. We're going to be Zoicha once again to the Madrega of Re'iyah. God was already Zoicha be'emes to a Ha'ora of the Emais HaMashiach, because God took his portion of land on the other side of the Yarden. God was together with Reuven, as we learned in Parashas Matos, he asks that he receive the nine cities, Atarois, Divine, Yazer, Nimra, Cheshbon, El Olay, Sivam, and Nevoyu, Ve'oin. Atarois, which is the first city mentioned here, is mentioned at the end of Parashas Matos, it went to God. Vayivnu b'nei God, as Divine, v'yes Atarois, v'yes Aroya, v'yes Atrois, Shoifam, as Yazer, v'yogbaha. We once spoke about this, but perhaps a little different twist over here. The nine cities here correspond to the 9 days. There are nine cities mentioned here. Atarois, Diva, and Yazer, Nimra, Cheshbon, El Olay, Svam, Nevoy, Ba'oim. And usually it's Milmaila Lamata, so Milmato Lamaila, so Atarois would be the ninth city. That means Atarois is Tisha B'Av, the only word here that has a test in it. Kiyodua also that the Menachem Av was created with the letter Tes, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah. That's why Av suffers with the Tes Yomim, because the Tes fell, the Tes of Toiv, That's how Arki Toiv. The first test in Chumash is in the word Toiv, as the Gemara says, if a person sees a test in a dream, he could look forward to good, because test is Toiv, and the Gemara asks why. There are many words that begin with a test that are not good, like Tumasa B'Shuleha in Eicha, Tavu Ba'aretz She'areha. The Gemara quotes these two psukim in Eicha, and the Gemara says, because the first test in Chumash is in the word Toiv, and therefore test is good. And the fact that Av was created with the letter test means Av is good. We don't see it now, but it really is good. So these nine cities are merames to the 9 days that are going to be Nishapech L'Toiv. These nine cities, Rashi says, are from Sichon V'Oig. Me'eret Sichon V'Oig Hoyu. And they were taken away from Ammon and Moab. Ammon and Moab Tiaru B'Sichon. And we were not allowed to conquer them from Ammon and Moab, so we had to get them indirectly. We got them after we fought Sichon and Oig, and they became ours. And who were they given to? God and Reuven. Be'ikr God. Because God was really the one who wanted... Chazal tell us that God was more interested even than Reuven. God was the main one here who wanted this portion of land. God is where Moshe Rabbeinu's kever is located, in the portion of land of God. So this city of Atarois goes to God. Atarois, which is the ninth city, that's Tisha B'Av. What does it say about Tisha B'Av in Eicha? Nafla Ateres Roshenu. On Tisha B'Av we lost the Atara, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Nafla Ateres Roshenu. The Mishnah says in Soita, as a result of Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's also mentioned in Halacha and Hilchas Tisha B'Av at the end, that as a result of the Churban, Gozru al Atrois Kalois vi al Atrois Chasanim, that Chasanim and Kalois are not supposed to wear crowns, because we lost our crown. Nafla Ateres Roshenu, so we can't wear the Atara. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Hoser HaMitznefes V'Horeim HaAtara. When the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the Mitznefes, that means when we have the Beis HaMikdash, we're not allowed to wear the Atara. So Atara is Tisha B'Av, meaning Tisha B'Av La'asid Lavai, when the Atara will be restored, when we'll be Machzir, the Atara L'Yoshna. So Atara is Tisha B'Av, and Atara is a city belonging to God. So according to the Yaris Dvash, God is Av. Av is God, because Av fell into Mazel. God is Mazel. But on the other hand, a Yid with the Koyach HaTfilah, although Tfilah is not as acceptable in Av, means we have to daven with more intensity, with more kavana. Storm the gates. Tzadikim used to say, but Avshturim in the Himmelin. What does that mean, storm the gates of heaven? It means that the gates are closed. You got to storm. You got to knock them down. That's in Chodesh Av, when Shari Tfilah Ninalu. And then when Mahapech Tisha B'Av to a Yom Tov, and Tisha B'Av is the day in which the Atara is restored. The day that we lost the Atara, the same day should be the day that the Atara is restored. Atarais is written there with a vav. It's mole. Atarais mole is begamatria nachamu nachamu ami yoimar lekechem. The nachama of that we're going to read the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av always falls out in the week of Shabbos nachamu. Tisha B'Av, even though this is the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av devarim, but Tisha B'Av is always in the week of Shabbos nachamu. On Tisha B'Av itself, if you ask someone, what parsha is this week? Vo'eschanan, Shabbos Nachamu. It's already the week of Nachamu. Tisha B'Av is in the week of Nachamu. Torah is the gematria Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami Yomer Alekeichem, which is also the gematria of Chodesh HaChamishi, the fifth month. Chodesh HaChamishi, the month that we're in now, the fifth month, corresponding to the fifth Sefer of Chumash, fifth Golas, the fifth Kais, the fifth Lashon of Geula, the Hevesi is Begematria Mashiach ben David, and that's Begematria Tes B'Av, it is spelled Tes Yud Tov, Tes B'Milui. Tes B'Av is equal to Mashiach ben David, equal to Vehevesi, the fifth expression of Geula. And this city was given to God. According to the Yaris Dvash, God is Av. So God Av is going to be Zeichet to see Tisha B'Av become a Yom Tov. Tisha B'Av restored to its original Atara. When we're in Golus, though, and Le'es Atta right now, the 9 days are still days of Avel, days of Yogain, days of Avelis. We have to wait till Chamisha Asa B'Av, until the Harchava begins, because the first half of Av is still Min HaMetzar, it's Bein HaMetzarim. Baruch Marchiv God, the Pasuk says. Blessed is God whose portion of land expands. Baruch Marchiv God Kilavi Shachain. God's portion of land begins narrow and then it widens. It starts Bein HaMitzarim and then it widens. starting Chamisha Asa Ba'av. Baruch Marchiv God Kelav Yishachayin is B'gematria Chamisha Asa Ba'av. Starting from Chamisha Asa Ba'av, there's Harchava. But our hope is that the Harchava begins right away. We shouldn't have to wait till Chamisha Asa Ba'av, which the Mishnah says, Lehayam Tovim Yisrael Kachamisha Asa Ba'av V'chayim HaKippurim. But already, beginning with the 9 days, when the 9 days start, we should already experience this Harchava. Baruch Marchiv God Kelav Yishachayin. God, Gimel Dalid, that's 3 plus 4 is equal to 7, that's Zion, that's the clay Zion, that's Teva, that's Mazel, which is why the Arist Vash says it's Keneged of. But Mazel could also be good, Mazel can be changed. It could be changed from Mazel Ra to Mazel Toiv. The Gemara says that Ov is Reya Mazlei. The Gemara says concerning Ov that it has bad Mazel. That's why a person who has a court case shouldn't do it in the first half of Ov, because Reya Mazlei. Even if it's not Reyamah, the fact that we have to, we fell onto the laws of Mazel, we're back on into Mazel now. Mazel is a problem for us because a Yid doesn't have good Mazel in this world. This world is Teva. A Yid is Lamayla Menat Teva. So the Avoida in the Chaydash of Ov is to try to elevate ourselves to reach that level of Lamayla Menat Mazel, Lamayla Menat Teva, to go from Shmiya to Re'iyah. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baditshev, it's known that Levi Yitzchak Baditshev said, Chazoin Yeshayahu ben Amoitz, he said that every year Hashem shows the vision of the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi to Klal Yisrael. Most don't see it, but just we know that it exists. There's no Re'iyah yet. But it's Chazoin Yeshayahu ben Amoitz. He said there's a vision every year, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, Hashem shows us the future third base Hamikdash, and hoping that we're going to be ready, that this year he'll be able to send it down. Chazoin Yeshayahu. And perhaps without that also, just the fact that we say Chazoin Yeshayahu means the vision of Yeshua. That this Shabbos is called Chazoin Yeshayahu, coming right after the words of Es Yehoshua Tzivesi, Yehoshua Mole, which Yehoshua Mole is very similar to the word Yeshayahu, also Yeshua. That although this is a very difficult nevuah, there's a lot of teichacha in this nevuah, but it's chazoin Yeshayahu, it's a chazoin of Yeshua, and it ends with siyoin b'mishpat tipadeh b'shaveh b'tzedakah, that through mishpat and tzedakah, through Torah and tzedakah, we will be zeichet to be mahapech, to redeem these days, that these days should become days of Geula, days of Sosoin and Simcha. According to the Arizal, it's Shimoin. Shimoin is the month of Menachem Av. Shimoin, stone on the Choshen. Every Shevet had a different stone on the Choshen. So the name of the stone of Shimoin on the Choshen was Pitida, Pei Tes Dalid He, which is the Oisiyos, Pada Tes, redeem the nine days. The 9 days are now in captivity. The 9 days have to be redeemed. It's like these nine cities, beginning with Atarois. These cities were in captivity. First they belonged to Ammon and Moab. We weren't able to conquer them. Then Sichon and Og took them away. And then Vayev, because they took it away, we were able to get it even Bizman HaGolas, these nine cities. So too, the 9 days that are now in captivity will be redeemed, La'asid Lavai, in the Chodesh Av. This is the Chodesh of the 9 days. So these 9 days and this Chodesh will become 9 days of Sosein and Simcha. That's Pitida. Pitida is Pada Tes. Dafka Shimon, who according to Arizal, Shimon is Menachem Av, the name of his stone suggests what will happen in this month. What will happen in this month is that the Tes, the Ois Tes, which is the letter associated with the Oyer Hagonas. That's the word. The first time it ever says Tes and Chumash is Toiv. Toiv is talking about the Oyer Hagonas, as Rashi says in Chumash at the beginning of Bereshis, which now is hidden, will then be revealed. And that revelation is the revelation that will happen after the fifth Golas. The fifth Golas, which is Golas Yishmael, the Golas we're in now, the Golas of Yishmael, which means... We're on a level of Shmiya now. We're not on a level of Re'iyah. The Golus is so great. We're so far from the concept of Re'iyah. Golus Yishmael. And after Golus Yishmael comes Mashiach ben David, which Golus Yishmael is keneged veheivesi. They're trying to prevent the veheivesi, that they should, that Klal Yisrael should not be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. So veheivesi is the tikkun for Golus Yishmael. Once Golus Yishmael is over, we're going to be zoiche to Toirosai Shal Mashiach. Toirosai Shal Mashiach is hinted in the words Yishakeini Minashikois Pihu. Rashi and Shir Hashirim says Yishakeini Minashikois Pihu is referring to Klal Yisrael asking Hashem to please kiss us like once was. Yishakeini Minashikois Pihu, we should be zoiche to the way it was. And Rashi says that La'osid Lavai, Hashem is going to reveal the secrets of Torah that were hidden throughout the ages, throughout Golus, will be revealed when Mashiach will come. So Yishakeini Minashikois Pihu, that's the Torah of La'osid Lavai. The word Atarais, which Atarais, remember, is the ninth city, Atarais Keneged Tisha B'Av, which was given to God, Atarais B'Miluai is B'Gematria Yishakeini Minashikois Pihu. The miloy of Atarais, the pnimius of Atarais, the pnimius of Tisha B'Av, the pnimius of Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av Be'emes is a day that is associated with his galus of Mashiach. And that's why now, because in this world, that doesn't, Alpi Teva, that doesn't happen. It's only the Milam and Ateva. And Alpi Teva, Tisha B'Av is a sad day. Tisha B'Av is a day of Churban. But when Lamailam and Ateva will be revealed, when the Panemius of Tisha B'Av will be revealed, then we will see that Be'emes, this is a day that is associated with Mashiach. When Mashiach will come, we will all be zeicher to the fifth level. The fifth level, that's Yechida. Yechida is the fifth level of the Neshama. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. And Sefer Devarim is Keneged Yechida. That's Yerushalayim. Sefer Devarim is B'gematria Yerushalayim. Sefer Devarim is Keneged Yechida. It's the fifth Sefer of Chumash. That's why it starts B'derech Remes. There's no Pshat at the beginning of Devarim. The beginning of Devarim, as mentioned before, starts different than any other Sefer. Because it's Lamaila from all the other Sfarim. It's higher than the other Sfarim of Chumash, because this is the Sefer of Chumash that corresponds to the Torah of La'osid Lavi, the Torah of Mashiach, which is the time when Misham Yekabetzcha Hashem Alekechu Misham Yekochecha, as mentioned before. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Rav Lachem Sheves Bahor Hazeh. It's time to move, because the Torah that we learned here on Har Sinai is the Torah of Zman Hazeh. It's time now to go into Eretz Yisrael, to go to Yerushalayim, so that we can be zeichet to Toirosei Shal Mashiach. Rav Lachem Sheves Bahor Hazeh is also B'gematria Misham Yekabetzcha Hashem Alekechu Misham Yekochecha. It's time to move, it's time to go to the Geula. Moshe Rabbeinu was hoping, after Har Sinai, and we were zeichet to the revealed part of Torah, that we will go right to Eretz Yisrael and be zeichet to that which is called Pnimius HaTorah, to the Torah of La'osid Lavai, the Torah of Yishakeinim and Hashikos Piyu, which Sefer Devarim is connected that. And that's why as soon as we enter the Chodesh HaChamishi, as soon as we enter the Chodesh HaMashichi, Chamishi is Mashichi, the same Oisius is Mashiach, this is the Chodesh HaMashiach. The Gemara says, V'hahoid zuhi beis hamikdash. The fifth sphere is beis hamikdash, hoid. L'cho Hashem ha'gedula v'ha'gevura v'ha'teferes v'ha'netzach v'hahoid, fifth sphere, that's Aaron HaKoyen. That's why Aaron passes away, Rosh Chodesh Menachem of Davka. This is the Chodesh of Aaron. He's also born in this Chodesh. So Chodesh Menachem Av, the Chodesh HaChamishi is Keneged Hoid. Hoid B'miluoi is B'gematria Chodesh Menachem Av. Hoid B'miluoi is B'gematria Melech HaMashiach. It means Chodesh Menachem Av is B'gematria Melech HaMashiach. This is the Chodesh that we should be zeichet to the revelation of Mashiach. Tisha B'Av, if you take the word Tisha B'Av, the miluoi of Tisha B'Av alone, without the Oisius Topshin Ayin Hei Beis Aleph Beis, is equal to Tzion B'Mishpat Tipode, and it's also equal to Bayis HaShlishi. That's the Pnimius, the Miloy of Tisha B'Av. Especially now, in Tov Shin Ayin Aleph, it's already Tov Shin Ayin Aleph, Hey Tov Shin Ayin Aleph, where we fell like we never fell before. Vateyred Piloyim is B'Gematria Tov Shin Ayin Aleph, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, that Klal Yisrael fell like never before. Vateyred Piloyim, Tov Shin Ayin Aleph, the tragedies of the last few weeks were mamish Vateyred Piloyim. Kol roitfeha hisiguha bein amitzarim. Hisiguha bein amitzarim is B'gematria Hei Tov Shin Ayin Aleph. The worst bein amitzarim, perhaps, we could say, in certain ways. That's only a raya how close we are to the revelation, how close we are to the time of the Hisgalus of Mashiach and to the revelation of Pnimius HaTorah, which Sefer Devarim is connected this Bechina called Yechida. And therefore, as we enter the fifth month, at the same time that it says Mishanichnas of Mema'atin B'Simcha, and Yid has to follow what it says in Halacha and do everything that it says in Hilchos Tisha B'Av and refrain from that which we're not allowed, which we can't take part of during the 9 days, and the Shavua Shechal B'Av, V'Chulu V'Chulu, if we're still in Golus. But at the same time, Yid has to be B'Simcha too. If it was Hashem B'Simcha is every day, even on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is called the Moyed. We don't say Tachan on Tisha B'Av. Yid has to know, as soon as we enter the fifth month, we start learning the fifth Sefer of Chumash, Sefer Devarim, Mishnah Torah, Mishnah Oisiyas Shmoina. This is the Torah that's connected to the Bechina of Shmini. Yid has to know that Tisha B'Av is Leidas Mashiach. At the same time that we know that Tisha B'Av is the saddest day of the year, it's the happiest day of the year. It's going to be the happiest day of the year. And every year, there's this potential that it's going to become, we're going to go back to the Bechina of Re'iyah. As the parasha begins, it's not just coming to tease us. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't teasing Claudius so when he says, Re'ei nosati lefneichem es ha'oretz, boy, you were a shu es ha'oretz, but you blew it, so you're not going to have it. No, every year we hope that this will be the year that we will be zoicha once again to the Bechina of Re'iyah, the kapara for the chet ha'meraglim, and to the Es Yehoshua Tziveisi, to the Yeshua Shalema, to the Chazon Yeshayahu, which leads to Tzion, the Mishpat, Tipoda, Loshen Pidyon, Poda Tess, the Pidyon of the letter Tess, of the Ois Tess that Chodesh Menachem was created with, the 9 days. And especially the year that's coming, Svarim speak a lot, there's a lot of talk about Tovshin Ayin Beis. There's a lot of scary talk about Tav Shin Ayin Beis. But it seems that Tav Shin Ayin Beis is actually hinted in Rus. In Rus, the Pasuk says, Vatoichal Vatisba Vatoisar. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Vatisba, that's Yemois HaMashiach, and Vatoisar is Olam Haba. Toisar, Tov Reish, that's the year 6,000. In numbers, that's 6,000, that's Taka Olam Haba. Vatisba is Tav Shin Ayin Beis. No one knows for sure, these are just Ramazan, but Tav Shin Ayin Beis, in a way it's Be'emes already Tav Shin Ayin Beis. After Chodesh Nisan, which B'Nisan, according to one opinion, the world was created in Nisan, so in that respect it's already considered Tav Shin Ayin Beis. Einecha HaRoyos, with a Vav, is equal to Tav Shin Ayin Beis. Einecha HaRoyos, that we should be Zoichet to V'achalta V'Savata. Savata is Tav Shin Ayin Beis. The many, many Ramazim to Tav Shin Ayin Beis throughout Chumash, leading up to the year to the year of Moitzoi Shviyas. The Gemara says, "But Moitzoi Shviyas Ben David Ba." We don't know what that means exactly, but it certainly doesn't mean that we have to wait till Tav Shin Ayin Vav, which is the year Tivo Shea. The pasuk in Yeshaya, "Bayomim Hohein, Bayomahu Tivo Shea Yehuda Yerushalayim Tivo Shea," is Tav Shin Ayin Vav, which has in it the word Yeshuas Hashem as Tav Shin Ayin Vav. And we're now in that Shavua, we're in that cycle now that ends with Tav Shin Ayin Vav, which is Moitzoi Shviyas. Not to say that he can't come before that, Chas V'Shalom, of course not. And a Yid is Maimon B'chol Yoyim Sheyavoy. But certainly we see clearly, we don't see it, Einecha HaRoyos, unfortunately, we don't see it clearly, but anyone who sees what's going on, understands what's going on in the world, sees that the world is headed for something major. It can't be too far off. The name of the parasha is Devarim. Devarim means words. We got there because of words, and we'll get out of it because of words. Devarim, we see in the parasha also the word Devarim, bees. The Devarim, the bees that stung those, the Ma'pilim who went to Eretz Yisrael without permission, the Devarim led to Devarim. Dibur can be very, very, can lead to destruction, and Dibur can lead to redemption. We see in Tanakh, in Melachim, when it says that Asaliah killed all those who were Mizera HaMelucha except for Yehoyosh, it says, Vata'abed Zera HaMelucha. In Divrei Hayomim, it says, Vata'daber Zera HaMelucha. The word that means ibud in Divrei Hayom is referred to as vatedaber, that dibur can destroy. Words can destroy it. Talk Dibur, Lashon Hara, Nivul Peh, talking in the middle of davening, whatever it is, those are Devarim that become Devarim, that become bees that sting, Dever, Yadder Amim Tachtenu. Devarim is Midas Adin. Devarim can lead to terrible things, but at the same time, it's Devarim that will bring us the Geula. Words of Tefillah, intensifying our davening during a time when it says that davening is not acceptable. So Adarav, we daven with more kavanah, so that will storm the gates, knock the doors down. Sosam Tefilosi, it says in Eicha, with a sin. The Rekeach says, it says it with a sin, because susum means open. At the same time that it means close, it means open. It's taka close, but a yid could really open it if he wants. The pasuk is said, like Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Va'ata hanichol," leave me alone, because he wanted him to daven. Adarav, because we're told that during this time tefillah is not acceptable, we don't say tiskabel on Tisha B'Av, means you have to daven with more intensity. Like the Rebbe Rashab said, but the Gemara says, "Misha ein by deya also larachem." Well, if someone who has no knowledge, someone who doesn't have common sense, says you're not allowed to have pity on him. So he says, on such a yid, you have to have more pity than on any other yid, because on him it's also larachem. The fact that the Torah says that tefillah is not niskabel means that this is a time to daven more than ever. Adarav. Ignore what it says, in other words. Hashem is saying, ignore what it says and daven. Don't close your siddur and say, well, since davening is unacceptable, so what am I davening for? Adarabba. Dafka devarim, words of Torah and words of emunah, he'emanti ki adabe. How does a person know if he really believes in something? He talks about it. When it's very difficult times, and it's very hard to believe, and we don't see, and we have a lot of questions, and there's one tragedy after another, a yid has to strengthen his emunah and know that everything, all of this is part of the geula process. There's no question that all of this is leading to good times, even though right now we don't understand it. And when we believe, we talk about it. We, a person who wants his family to believe in Hashem, he talks about Hashem, he says Hashem's name, and yet Hashem, Baruch Hashem. You believe in Mashiach, you talk about Mashiach. You're not afraid to talk about it. You talk about it, you sing about it, you look up all the Ma'am Mekaymas everywhere in Shas and everywhere in Medrash that it talks about Mashiach, and you share it with your family and your friends, and you talk to them about it because it's reality and because you believe it's happening. And we should talk about through our devarim l'mal yusa, our words, our positive words will be misaking the negative devarim that led to the churban, which was the Chet HaMeraglim, and will be zeichet to the Vesi Hoshua Tzivesi, the Yeshua Shalema, to the Bechina of Re'iyah, and to see Taka this Galus of Mashiach before Tisha B'Av, so that on Tisha B'Av will already be in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashlishi, Kein Tehi Elanu, Yehavchu Yomim Eilu, L'Sosim, L'Sumchim, L'Yadim Peirah.